This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And yes, that man was correct in his introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 35 years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Of course, I'll be joined by the heavyweight champion of all time, the greatest, that's right, Muhammad Ali will join us in this hour. We'll talk inspiration with Ali. You know, Ali's done some interviews that a lot of you have never heard, but I think this is one that sort of unlocks a part of Ali you've never seen before, a different part of the persona. Anyway, each and every interview with him is different because he's never the same unless he's knocking out all bums. But the bottom line is, or when he told me, you're not as stupid as you look, and I ain't. But the bottom line is, we'll have fun with Ali today. Of course, we'll hear from Muhammad Ali. We'll also hear from Johnny Signorella. Of course, our Las Vegas ace will join us in just a few minutes. We'll talk boxing with him. We'll switch gears, talk mixed martial arts. Of course, maybe bring in Dana White. And of course, the revenues from last week's UFC 231, Toronto, Canada. Pretty good crowd, a sellout, but the eventual outcome, good Lord, man. Brian Ortega being destroyed by Max Holloway, being destroyed. Can I say destroyed? You know, when Donald Trump tweets all those capital letters, destroyed. Yeah, I'm kidding you, like double caps. Man, that was bad. Fight should have been stopped. The corner failed to protect the fighter. The referee failed to protect the fighter. And guess what? The doctor failed to protect. Anyway, the bottom line is the fighter was failed on all three occasions. And the end of the day, will he ever be the same? We don't know. But Brian Ortega came back this week as far as the internet is concerned with a broken nose and some other injuries. He'll be back, but will he be Brian Ortega again? I just don't know. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, on Sports Byline.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Check it. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're going to cover the USC at 40 minutes past hour. Of course, USC on Fox 31 last night. USC on Fox Sports 1. A pretty good main event. 9,000 people paid $600,000 to watch the USC in the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the home, of course, obviously, of beer. We'll get to that at 40 minutes past hour. Let's talk boxing with Johnny Signorelli. Now, Johnny's not a big Muhammad Ali guy because of the fact that he's younger than us, much, much younger than us. So I thought I'd school him just a little bit on Muhammad Ali. You ready for an Ali lesson, Johnny?
Let's do it, brother.
Roll the tape.
I went to the Muslim Mosque in 1960 when I first went to Miami, training for professional fighting. I went to a Muslim meeting. And as soon as I heard it, I knew this is what I've been looking for all of my life.
Why do you insist on being called Muhammad Ali now?
That's the name given to me by my leading teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's my original name. That's a black man name. Cassius Clay was my slave name. I'm no longer a slave.
What does it mean?
Muhammad means worthy of all praises, and Ali means most high.
At the height of the racial unrest of the 60s, Cassius Clay, Baptist, had chosen to become Muhammad Ali, Muslim. Establishment America was infuriated, even terrified by it. Why was this sports star rocking the boat? Who did this Cassius Clay think he was? It turned out Muhammad Ali thought he was a free man. He had a mind of his own, and he wasn't afraid to use it.
I like what all Negroes like, and what they're fighting for is freedom. And I understand that the Civil Rights Bill is getting ready to die. All that kind of stuff. And then they so shook up about where I go to eat dinner. You look, it's a shame in the eyes of the intelligent world to even ask me them kind of questions. Where am I going to dinner?
If you quit fighting, would you go full-time into civil rights work?
No, I don't know if I call it civil rights.
Well, what would you do for an occupation if you stopped fighting?
Well, I don't know what I'll do. God's got me here for something, but I can feel it.
Do you believe, as Brother X suggested today, that violence will be necessary
I don't believe in violence. Except I only believe in violence unless I'm attacked. All sensible people don't believe in violence unless they're attacked. Then nature calls for violence if somebody jumps you.
Do you have any thoughts of joining the civil rights movement at the point of getting arrested somewhere?
No, sir. That's an embarrassment. I'm supposed to be free. I don't have to be getting locked up.
So we take this to mean that you are repudiating Brother Malcolm or Malcolm X?
Repudiating what? What you mean?
His position where he's...
Don't be writing. Don't be telling no lies. Don't make it look like I'm talking. I ain't talking against nobody. I'm not against nobody. I'm not no leader. I'm a little humble follower.
Cassius, did you really feel like this before the fight when you were talking so loud?
Feel like what?
The sentiments you're expressing here about being rather quiet, did you really feel that way and the rest was just a big act?
Yes. A wise man can act a fool, but a fool cannot act a wise man.
How do you classify yourself
now? I'm a wise man.
I'm finished predicting also. No more predicting, no more poems, no more nothing.
Why the change?
Well, mainly after hearing the teachings of Islam, converting to the Muslim religion, Islamic faith, and being around our leader so much, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, just humbleness just come on you. You just don't clown and act crazy no more.
It would be the war in Vietnam that would provide a defining moment for 25-year-old Muhammad Ali. As a Muslim minister and conscientious objector, Ali refused to be drafted, even though he knew it could mean the loss of his heavyweight title, even jail. In the face of enormous controversy, Ali did not flinch.
There haven't been very many Negroes in this country who have protested the draft in the sense that they have gone in and fought. Do you think that you are setting some kind of an example that perhaps some of them may even...
I'm not out to set no example for nobody to follow. I'm a Muslim. I'm with 600 more million who believe the same as me, and I'm just sticking to my religious beliefs in the Holy Quran.
Just how far would you go to keep from taking up arms?
I'll die. It's anything that's against my religious beliefs. I'd rather face machine gun fire before deviate from the teachings of Almighty God and the religion of Islam. I would die.
Well, in this situation, you wouldn't have to die. It would mean that you'd go to jail if you refused to take up arms.
I'm not saying where I will go. I'm just letting you know that I'm going to stick 1,000% to my religious beliefs, even if it means die. You figure out the rest.
Every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, "You are a prize fighter. What's the difference?" And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there is one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the ring and going to war in Vietnam. My intention is to box to win a clean fight. But in war, the intention is to kill, 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 and continue killing innocent people. And I want the world and the cameras to hear, who's the heavyweight champion of the world?
On May 8, 1967, Muhammad Ali officially refused to be inducted into the armed services, and he paid the price. He was stripped of his heavyweight title and his license to box.
And I would like to say to those of the press and those of the people who think that I lost so much by not taking the step, I would like to say that I did not lose a thing. Up until this very moment, I haven't lost one thing. I have gained a lot. Number one, I have gained a peace of mind. As you read the newspapers and the press now, you see that I am now in court. I am in court seeking justice under the laws of the land. In this country, the United States of America, ministers are exempt from the armed services. And if they choose, I am a Muslim minister and a teacher of the religion of Islam. It has been said that I have two alternatives, either go to jail or go to the army. But I would like to say that there is another alternative, and that alternative is justice. And if justice prevails, I will neither go to the army nor will I go to jail.
Muhammad Ali, 1964 to 1967, the conversion, of course, from being a Baptist in the Nation of Islam sort of caused a bit of a stir here in this country. But, Johnny, when I took out of this, maybe you took something else here, but What I took out of that was a wise man can act like a fool, but a fool can't act like a wise man. What'd you take out of that?
Absolutely, man. You know what? And whenever I hear Muhammad Ali speak, dude, he's one of the greatest speakers of all time, dude. One of the most polarized, not only sports figures, but just public figures ever. And I tell you what, dude, a little personal note here. That was my father's favorite fighter. That was the guy that got my dad passionate about boxing, which in turn bled into me. So I love Muhammad Ali, man. And I tell you what, he stood up for what he believed in, and he spoke for tons of people around the world that might have felt oppressed or alienated, and he gave them a voice and a reason to fight and inspire.
You know,
Muhammad Ali, man, one of a kind.
You know, I pushed him on why Islam and this kind of stuff, blah, 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 back and forth. So we're sitting in a van, and I'm going to exactly quote him here. 1994, we're in a van in Macau over in the People's, which is now the People's Republic of China. Then it was a Portuguese province. And I said to him, I said, you know, this thing with the Muslims, you know, they take half your money. I mean, for every dollar you make, they get a dollar, sort of like Tom Parker and Elvis Presley. And he looked at me and his eyes rolled up. He said, if I wasn't a Muslim, I'd just be another nigger. I'd just be some other nigger ex-fighter. That's exactly those were his exact words. And he sort of had me there because, yeah, if he wasn't Muhammad Ali and he was a Baptist, he probably wouldn't have the impact that he has as a Muslim.
Very true, and I like how you referenced the Colonel Tom Parker there, Elvis's guy. For those that don't know, that was the man that ran Elvis and like pretty much slave drove him. So that's where he was coming from there. And I love Ali's honesty and the fact that he was able to voice his opinion. Whether you liked it or not, you had to respect this man for having the balls, people, to do so.
The intestinal fortitude of 15 men, that was Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our text line, and I'll go to the text after the break. Got four texts in the queue. You want a couple more? You can pile them in there. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the MMA Hour, live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
Check in the studio text line. Of course, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. And we're talking mixed martial arts, boxing, combat sports, baby. Johnny Signorella, of course, the ace out of Las Vegas, Nevada. I got some texts for him. Johnny, what's next for Vasyl Lomachenko?
Vasyl Lomachenko, well, that's an interesting question, man. You know, you got a great division there. I would love to have seen him face Mikey Garcia. Mikey Garcia has an assignment with Earl Spence. So looking ahead, I mean, you got Jose Pedraza that he just got past and you dogged him out. So maybe Devin Haney, that could be a good fight there. Does he move up to 140, Pete? That's a hell of a division there. Do you think he can handle that?
No, I think he's pretty well sized out at 135. I might be wrong, but I think he's sized out at 135. Plus, you know, he's sort of stuck with Arum. He's got the ESPN Plus and ESPN Network behind him, all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, he has no super opponents there. And the super opponent, of course, was Mikey Garcia. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Another question. That was from Hugo. Teddy wants to know, is Canelo 160-pounder, 154-pounder, or 168-pounder?
Another great question. He looked really strong at 168 last night. But then again, he looked really strong at 160. Now, he's guaranteed money, so it ain't about the money. So we don't have to even talk about the money division. I think that's up to Oscar De La Hoya and DAZN where they want him to go. Now, let's look at the 160 division, right? A lot of DAZN cats there. Danny Jacobs probably going to end up on that platform. You know, Demetrius Andrade, who just got nailed with a gun charge. Hopefully he gets past that. You know, you got Dave Lemieux, who also fights in DAZN, but couldn't make weight last night. Again, in his career, this is like second or third time he's failed. So, I mean, there's a couple cats there at 160 that I think he'll likely end up on that platform facing just because they spent all that money and they have that stable of fighters that represent 160 at DAZN.
Am I wrong or is Oscar De La Hoya, this was Randy says, am I wrong or does Oscar De La Hoya look like he weighs 250 pounds?
Man, he looks heavy, doesn't he?
Man, that beard doesn't cover it up, does it?
You know, usually it does. I mean, you would think, right? It covers that second or third chin, you know? Every once in a while when I balloon up, I grow out the goatee just to cover up that double chin, you know what I mean? But for De La Hoya's case, it ain't working for him.
You know, he's had his cocaine issues in the past and rehab, and of course, he's also had the issues with hookers and butt plugs and all kinds of good stuff like that, you know? So Oscar is a well-versed young man.
You know what, Pete? What broke my heart, I remember, like, back in the day, someone called me up. They're like, dude, go to TMZ right now. Oscar De La Hoya is dressed up like a chick. I'm like, get out of here, right? So I jump on there. Long story short, I'm like, man, what's up with this? Now, here's what's up. To each their own. Whatever you want to do, people, I don't judge. Just don't hurt anyone. But what broke my heart, Pete, was he was wearing the boxing gloves, and he was using the trademark stance. You know, it's almost like maybe it's Photoshopped. I'm like, it ain't Photoshopped. That's De La Hoya's stance. The Golden Boy logo is made after the De La Hoya stance. That's not Photoshop, bro.
You know, I had that before TMZ with the old website, and I sent the picture to Emmanuel Stewart because I said to him, listen, I've got these pictures of Oscar, and he's dressed up like a girl, and he's laughing at me. Yeah, right. Listen, I'm going to send these to you, and his secretary put them on the screen in front. I sent him to an email, put them on the screen in front of him, and he got back to me about 20 minutes later. He goes, what did you want to know? I said, you know what I want to know. Is that Oscar? He goes, hell yeah, that's Oscar. I said, "You sure? Are you positive?" He goes, "Yeah," because I had taken magnifying glasses and went over the photos looking for neck connections and all that kind of good stuff where he would stick somebody else's head on a body. But that was his body.
Right.
That was his head, and those were his nicely shaved legs.
Jeez, man, that's tough. And to look at that with a magnifying glass, bro, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, but
tough.
I couldn't perpetrate a fraud.
No, I understood.
I couldn't perpetrate a fraud, man. I mean, you know, that's where that was at.
Yeah.
I mean, was I going to run with that and not be sure? Come on, man. You gotta check it out forensically. Okay, another email here, another text here coming in. This one from Fresno, California, the raising capital of the world. Where I got my first traffic ticket way back. What's the upside from Mikey Garcia against Errol Spence?
Well, the upside is that, you know, if you're into violence and you like to see knockouts, you know, you're probably going to see one. Not to discredit Garcia, but let's face facts here. Earl Spence will probably catch up with him around the fourth or fifth round and take him out. The upside for Garcia in his personal life, hopefully he doesn't get too hurt, obviously, but in his personal life is that he makes a lot of money. It's probably the biggest money fight for him. When you say, well, Johnny, you just mentioned Lomachenko. Maybe that wasn't a big money fight. You know, maybe the PBC's offering more money on that side of the fence than ESPN and their people were offering. You know, and I tell you what, Mikey's got nothing to lose here. He's moving up two weight classes.
Time out.
Yep.
Larry Merchant said the same thing about Kell Brook about 2 years ago. Are you still gonna say he's got nothing to lose here?
Well, I mean, in terms of health and you know, career longevity, yes. But in terms of public opinion, I should say, he's got nothing to lose in terms of, like, he's not supposed to win this in the public's mind's eye. You know, he's supposed to go out there and get slaughtered like we all think. So if he overachieves and makes it six rounds or even makes it the distance, you know, if he doesn't get too harmed up, you know, where he gets, like, residual effects from this type of fight.
Johnny, this, again, residual effects. This isn't baseball, man. This is not a tennis match.
I know.
This isn't a tennis match.
I know. I mean, I don't like the fight personally, yeah.
Earl Spence is going out there to make a statement. Unfortunately, you know, Mikey Garcia looks like the victim here.
Absolutely. Like I had mentioned before, you know, he would have been a great dance partner for Lomachenko. I just want to say this real quick, going back to the first question. This popped in my mind. One person for the first texter that came in for Lomachenko, Gervonta Davis, if he moves up to 135, that might be a guy that could be competitive for Lomachenko. But not to get off the rails and go back to what we were talking about here, you know, for Mikey Garcia, you know, it's a big risk whenever you move up like this, man. You know, a lot of people thought that it would have been for Pacquiao when he fought De La Hoya, but De La Hoya was way past his prime. He super dehydrated himself. He had no business being down at 147 when they did it. So when people compare it to that, I'm having a hard time there because Earl Spence is in his prime. De La Hoya wasn't, you know, so we see what we get here.
So I told you about the Russian hooker I interviewed, and she said that she used to, when Oscar would tell her, hey, look, I'm coming to town, I think they were in Philadelphia, that she would go out and buy him Victoria's Secret outfits. Listen, now you got to give Oscar some props here, Johnny. You know why? You got to give Oscar some props here. You know why?
Why's that, man?
Because he went Victoria's Secret. He didn't go that cheap route with Fredericks of Hollywood.
Good taste, right?
Exactly. Didn't go for the fake padded bra. Went for the real padded bra.
That's what's up, man. You know, went for the good stuff. He got the big bucks, as he should.
So here she's telling me on the phone, man. She's telling me that I buy Oscar De La Hoya clothes every time I come to town. I go, come on, you got to be kidding me. She goes, no. I said,
Goldie.
I said to her, you know, I've got to report this. You told me this. I said, I can't go to, since I haven't experienced this myself firsthand. She goes, I guess. She goes, well, I understand they're sending you some pictures. And I said, huh? And that's when the pictures came. And you put the pictures together with the chick, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we knew what time it was. And when Oscar was, what did she tell me? He was in the butt plugs. I don't even know what a butt plug is. I mean, I don't even want to think about what a butt plug is. So anyway, bottom line is, Oscar's in the butt plugs and they're dressing up like a girl. And last night on TV, he looked like he was 235 to 250 pounds. Here's a guy that stands about 5'9", 5'10". Obviously, he is a tad on the overweight side. Let's leave it at that, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
And, oh, no. One more thing, Johnny. If you put on those drag clothes right now, I'd really puke.
Oh, it'd be tough to look at.
Because at least at least when he was in shape, and he had, you know, he could conceivably look like a tranny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, brother. I mean, you got to deal with roles now. You know, he's not looking so good. Plus, the beard throws you off, too, right? That's a tough look.
Yeah, I guess the beard would be a tough look with a skirt on, huh? A beard with a skirt. But then again, that's the way he swings. So let him swing, man. Hey, how embarrassing that must be for his wife.
Oh, dude, that's what I thought of immediately when I saw that in the family, too.
Must freak out, man.
Well, she was heartbroken. You could tell that he put her through a lot of stuff with the alcohol abuse and the cocaine addiction and whatnot. He was a handful for a while, and I don't think that story is over yet because you follow him on Twitter, his rants are ridiculous. It's got blow written all over it.
Fabio Flores swears to him being a cocaine freak right now, being high on the blow. I'm telling you, Fabio sends me these texts. He goes, "You're the one that told me about cocaine, blah, 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 blah. You're the ex-cop. I think that Oscar De La Hoya is on coke." I said, "Well, I haven't seen enough of Oscar on TV to know, but I have seen him, put it this way, he isn't the Oscar De La Hoya I met and knew at the age of 19. Obviously, everybody grows up and evolves into an adult and in their own personality and things like that. But, you know, 250 pounds of Oscar De La Hoya, there's some underlying factors there. And it sounds to me like it might be blow. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so. And Dana, did you hear Dana White's remarks about how De La Hoya with the Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell fight, and then he called the De La Hoya some kind of like crazy cokehead, and said that this guy's head's polluted with drugs and whatnot. I mean, I got to give De La Hoya, he's one of my favorite fighters growing up, man. He was nasty coming out of East L.A., that beautiful left hook, the way he did in Chavez, the great fight with Ike Quarte, man, and it's
time out, Johnny, time out. Picture him laying in bed with the drag clothes on.
All right, we're back to that. Yeah,
all right. John Cinderella, I thought I'd ruin his day. Johnny's going to stick around, folks. We'll talk to the UFC after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The MMA Hour, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And that text line, woo, couple nasty people here. 415, the studio text line, 415-275-1613. The studio text number, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves.
The UFC's ready to rock in the, rock out 2018, of course. They had a pretty good card last night. Al Quinta defeated Kevin Lee. That was a unanimous nod in the main event. Of course, they fought at 155. Edson Barboza, a fighter we talked about a lot on the show in the past. Sort of, he runs hot, he runs cold. But he scored a knockout last night, a punch to the body, a body punch knockout over Dan Hooker. That was in the third round, 2 minutes and 19 seconds in. Of course, fighting at 155. At bantamweight, Rob Font beat Sergio Pettis. Sergio Pettis being the brother of former lightweight champion Anthony Pettis, who looked so brutal, who got beat up so bad on God, a few months ago. Ew, God, I don't want to think about that anymore. And Charles Oliveira beat journeyman Jim Miller with a submission rear naked choke. That's a lightweight. That was in a lightweight bout. That's the main card on Fox Sports 1. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other fights on Fox Sports 1 and UFC Fight Pass. But none of these guys you'll know, because I don't know any of these guys. The bottom line is we'll talk about that in depth. The UFC doesn't have much depth. That's what's lacking in the UFC right now, depth. Of course, the big card coming up at the end of the year, the 29th. T-Mobile Arena, Paradise, Nevada, which is really Las Vegas, okay? It's Las Vegas. Anyway, bottom line is the main event, John Jones and Alex Gustafson going in a rematch, of course, the first time around. John Jones went 5 rounds with Alexander Gustafson. Gustafson was challenging. John Jones separated his toe outside of an ugly separated toe. Gustafson might have really prevailed in that fight had the scoring been, how can I put this, a little bit more objective? I don't know. Some people thought the scoring was a bit off, that Gustafson might have deserved to win that fight because the TV people had him winning 4 rounds going into the 5th round. Anyway, Chris Cyborg Santos versus Amanda Nunes in the co-feature. And, Johnny, did you have the opportunity to watch the women's boxing this weekend again?
Oh, God. You know, boring, Pete. I'm done, man. You know, Katie Taylor fought last night. I know a lot of people are high on her. I tried with these ladies, and I tried to support you women. But guess what? You're just not exciting. There's no drama. Like, please, watch this Cyborg-Amanda Nunes fight. We know what we're going to get out of that. That's going to be fireworks, man. Those girls come with passion. Ladies in boxing, please, bring your passion.
It's like bad sex with no orgasm.
God, best way to put it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, folks, everybody knows that I pushed Christy Martin really hard on this show and Lucia Riker back in the days when I thought women's boxing was rock and roll. And I, of course, also did the only women's pay-per-view event, I think. Of course, that was coming to us from Lula, Mississippi, the hot bit of boxing that was. Holy cow. That was back about 2001, 2002. Anyway, long time ago, women's boxing, I'm a proponent of it, but I'm not a proponent of boring stuff. In other words, I wouldn't want you to watch a WNBA game after you watching the L.A. Lakers versus maybe the Golden State Warriors. There are certain sports that men just look better and perform better at, and boxing's one of them.
I agree, man. And again, these ladies, like, they have zero power. You look at their knockout ratios, they're terrible. Okay, so if you don't have much power, how about you throw some punches? How about you show me some excitement? Like, at least let your hands go, man. You know, you got 2 minutes in a round. Like, where's the sense of urgency? I know that there's a lot of talented ladies out there right now. And they're probably listening to some of them.
I don't,
and
you know, Johnny,
really
I don't think there is a lot of talent there. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. I'm waiting for somebody to come from the Eastern European bloc, some girl that's had to wipe her butt with a rock. Okay? Some girls right. had to go through hard times, just like Kovalev,
yes.
just like Golovkin. That's going to be the next yeah. break. What, mark my words. They've broken into the world
exactly.
of mixed. They've broken into the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, Valentina Shevchenko, Joanna Jay. I can go on and on, but no, I think there's going to be an Eastern European woman that's going to come along, and she's going to be like the ultimate destroyer. I don't know how far along that's going to be, but I can see that in the future.
Boston certainly needs that. You know what? And it's there for the taking. It is there for the taking for that said woman to step up, you know. And these mixed martial arts women, they're just so much, again, the word is passion. And they come in, you know, they're blue-collared for the most part. You know, maybe some of them did have some struggles, whether it be in European countries or just, you know, here on American soil or wherever they're from. But they come in, they don't take the opportunity for granted. Now, some of them get whacked out and the lights get turned out early, you know. But guess what? At least they come here and they try. And they're exciting, and you remember the names. Even if they lose, you remember their names. Why? Because they come in and they try.
Okay, and then to play off that, I got a text here coming from Stevie, and I think I know what the answer is. What's better, a quick knockout with these small gloves or a knockout with the big gloves?
What's better? I'm going to say a knockout is a knockout. It depends on how, like, you know, where you get hit. I mean, would I rather get hit with bigger gloves than smaller gloves? Of course I would rather get hit with bigger gloves.
No, I think what he meant was that, you know, the knockouts produced by big gloves are usually knockouts, not one punch per se. They're you know, severe
beats.
They're
cumulative.
They're cumulative. And with the smaller gloves, I mean, Alexis Arguello told me he would turn out the lights on dudes with 6-ounce gloves. Whoa!
Yeah, man. You know, it gets it done quick, and it depends on how someone's, you know, neurologically wired. It depends on
that's got to be less punishment though to get whacked once instead of getting whacked 19 times.
I have to agree with that, and you know, without a doubt.
Wow. Anyway, John Signorello is our guest, folks. Of course, Las Vegas is what he calls home, Sin City, Las Vegas. Let's get off the subject of women's boxing for a second, and of course. Mm-hmm. Talk about the positives of women's boxing. What are the positives of women's boxing besides them putting a few chicks to work? Is there any other positives do you see?
For women's boxing, the positives is when it's over.
No, oh, man. Oh, Johnny Sig. The chicks are the National Organization
They're coming
of
after me today, bro. I'm
the
ready.
National Organization of Women, man. Listen, let me tell you. Johnny Sig lives. Let me get his address right here on the air. 2311 Grandview Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, go to his house and make a... I don't need to repeat that. They heard it the first time. Anyway, John, expect a riot.
Hey, I'm not worried. They got no power, so I'm pretty sure I can take
that was pretty good. That was pretty good. All right. Let's go back to the world of boxing right now. Of course, Canelo coming off the big win last night, a third round knockout. You got to give him some props for those body shots. I mean, the guy didn't know how to fight tall Rocky Felding, but the way those body shots were so well placed to the liver, I mean, good Lord. And you would have thought that Johnny, I don't know about you, but once you've been tagged in the liver one time, you sort of learn to tuck that elbow in there, and you never let that elbow get out of there, do you?
Well, that's a great point. That's exactly where I was going. I love that Canelo was touching Fielding to the head a little bit, making Fielding bring up his guard, right? Exposing the liver. So he kept peppering him to the liver, and then what did that do? It dropped Fielding's hand to enable Canelo to just, you know, land headshots and get him out of there. I mean, what a nasty, vicious beating that man took to the liver last night. Yes, when you get touched down there, the last thing you want to do is get touched down there again, and it happened repeatedly. I tell you what, man, Fielding, he's got some stones. He kept trying to get up. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what was it worth? I mean, that fight, he was not going anywhere in that thing.
But, you know, but the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the night, he helped bring a British audience. It was a British company, like Larry Merchant said, putting this together. He chopped him down in 3 rounds. It wasn't like he was totally humiliated. It wasn't like knocked out and snoring or anything like that. There were body shot knockouts. So that's sort of cool.
Yeah, you could see, like, Fielding was kind of smiling every time he went down. Obviously, he was in pain, but he was kind of like, yeah, this guy's good. And he would just hit the button on him and, like, kind of short-circuit him a little bit, you know, hitting the button on the liver, you know, just kind of discombobulating him and shutting his, like, system down for a little bit. But you could see he was cognizant. And I think those little smiles was him just knowing and conceding to the fact, I'm not going to win this thing. Maybe I'll give it another go until the referee eventually stops it. And that's exactly what happened.
Okay, Studley Smile sent me. That's what his text is. Studley Smile says, from the 908 area, because there's Canelo and Triple G. You talked about Canelo and Danny Jacobs. You talked about Canelo and David Lemieux. But what about Canelo and Triple G, Johnny Sieg?
If we run that one back and say it's back at 160 pounds, based on how Canelo looks, which is very strong of late, I'm going to have to lean towards Canelo getting a stoppage. You know, it seems like G, even though he had a great competitive look in the last fight, it just seems like Canelo's getting more confident and more belief in himself, and he still has that youth on the side where Triple G's maybe getting a little bit more doubtful and a little bit more older. So I think we got a situation where Canelo would prevail in the third fight, which we're going to get a third fight for sure. I think it's going to happen in September.
Hector Martinez said that Golovkin got old in the Jacobs fight. That's where he saw it.
Well, that, and he stepped up his level of opposition, you know, and we saw that when he's done that, we've seen him have issues. And Danny Jacobs, you know, put forth a hell of a performance, and I think that Danny Jacobs will be the next fighter to face Canelo on Cinco de Mayo.
Interesting, interesting. You know, when you look at the fact that Canelo's romping and rolling through 168 pounds here, the other guy at 168, we talked about Zerto Ramirez winning a 12-round majority decision over Jesse Hart. I believe that was a rematch, and it was a number one contender as well for the WBO 168-pound title. I think, was that Friday night on ESPN?
Yes, it was Friday night.
All right. The other 168-pounder is missing in action. I haven't even seen him on a milk carton. Last I heard about him, he had some cocaine issues. Talk about David Benavidez, man. I just put a search on him on Google. Nothing. I mean, come on, man. What are they doing here? Do you think there's a possibility he took a turn further south than we could even maybe anticipated?
I think we know what's been revealed publicly, but I think there's a little bit behind the scenes that we're not hearing now, because it's weird. There's a concern because it's been radio silent of late. Like, you know, you hear things, you hear about him trying to get back in the ring type of thing. If someone falls from grace, we're not hearing anything. And that's not a good sign, you know. Maybe, you know, at the start of the new year, there's a fight announcement gets made, but I think there's some issues behind the scenes here, Pete, you know, unfortunately. And if Canelo stays at 168, Ramirez is definitely Gilberto Ramirez, who just fought on Friday, is a good opponent for him. And then there's a couple guys there. Callum Smith, who actually beat Rocky Fielding in one round, would be an interesting look, you know. And there's a couple guys at 168, of course, but I think that it would be best for Canelo to go back down to 160 and get the money fight with Triple G again, Danny Jacobs.
I'm sorry to be laughing, Johnny, but I got a text here from a guy. We're talking about David Benavidez being on coke. He said, Pedro, do you imagine he's like hiding behind the curtain when you knock on his door and like looking out through the crack? I mean, oh, man. In other words, you know, you have problems with that stuff, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Weathers was the manager of George Foreman. George Foreman fought Evander Holyfield for the heavyweight championship of the world. Ron Weathers was so blown out on cocaine, he couldn't come down from his room.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard stories, and unfortunately, I've known people to unfortunately pass away from it and also have, you know, addictions, and I've seen some really pretty radical behavior, like radical not in a good way.
Hector Camacho, who died being in the car with a cocaine dealer. Of course, I was with him in Puerto Rico, I think it was in the year 2000, where he wasn't going to come and do a fight. We were already at the arena. Johnny was going to fight Jorge Arce. We were already at the arena. We had done the open for the TV show. The prelims were going on, and the promoter came to me and said, no Camacho. And I said, well, you know, we could throw together maybe this other TV show and make it about Puerto Rican young fighters. He goes, no Camacho, no money. I said, what are you trying to say? He goes, no Camacho, no money. And I went, ah! So I got in the car, went back to the hotel, beat on the hotel door until he opened the door. Didn't drag him out, but I conned him out. I almost cried. But I told him, if I don't get paid, I got to go home. The old lady, child support. Anyway, I got him to come out for me, and he butted the guy in the first round. The fight was over in a minute. But cocaine, baby. Cocaine. I don't know anybody that's done well with it. I just don't.
No, and it affects the life of others, like you're saying right there. It's a trickling effect. Hey, man, you know, if you want to do your thing, do your thing. Don't have it interrupt my business. Don't have it interrupt my money, my affairs, my family, my safety. I've seen people put people in harm's way over these things, man. You know what? They deserve a down, old-fashioned, down-home Mississippi ass-whooping when that happens, man.
Okay. Willie Monroe has an adverse finding in his VADA test. What the hell does that mean?
I'm sorry, say it again, Pete.
I said, Mauricio Suleiman says that Willie Monroe Jr. had an adverse finding in his VADA test. Does that mean he has some Flintstone vitamin issues?
Yes, I'm sorry. We lost connection there. But, yes, He failed the drug test, and that fight is in jeopardy against Jamal Charlo, who he's supposed to face on Fox this weekend.
Okay, Johnny Sigson, stick around for the close. You are tuning to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. If you didn't know that, shame on you.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And to you, Pedro, I hope I see a ringside sooner than later, buddy.
That was one of the baddest dudes on the planet, baby. I'm talking about Showtime's Nick Charles, the guy, of course, that lit up the cable industry in, what, the 1980s when... And they did their thing on CNN. He was like the guy with the hair, man. The first sports guy on TV on a sports news show. That was my man, Nick Charles. Of course, he bowed out a few years ago after beating cancer up the first time. But the second time cancer came, it took my buddy, Nick Charles. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Johnny, let's talk about the Ring Talk Worldwide YouTube page. Just expand on that. Tell me about it.
Go to YouTube, search Ring Talk Worldwide, and you'll find us out there. We have archived shows, bonus footage, behind the scenes, press conferences, stuff of that nature. It's great. Enjoy.
What's upcoming in the world of boxing?
Oh, this weekend we got a whole lot of stuff going on. The Zone's got it going on in London. Dillian White taking on Derek Chisora. Dillian White coming off of two wins recently, good wins, against Joseph Parker and Lucas Brown. Chisora just won a hell of a fight against Carlos Takam, knocking Takam out in the eighth round of a shootout fight. Interested in that heavyweight scrap there. Fox got it going on with the Charlo brothers. One of the Charlo brothers and Jamal might not be fighting Willie Monroe, which was originally scheduled. We talked about Willie just failed the drug test. Mm-hmm. Jamal Charlo, his younger brother, will be, oh, I'm sorry, twin brother, will be taking on Tony Harrison in the
So, time out. It's Jermell and Jermall, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Jermall and Jermell, yeah. Jermall is the middleweight, and Jermell is the junior middleweight.
Okay, and of course...
gets a little confusing.
Dillian White and Derek Chisora, I pick a winner there. I'm going to go with White. I think Chisora is too long in the tooth.
I think so, too, and I think Dillian White will go and get the rematch with Anthony Joshua, Dillian White's only loss.
Man, DAZN, folks, you got to go to DAZN.com as far as boxing is concerned. I mean, boxing MMA, they got Bellator MMA there as well. And, of course, like Larry Merchant said, more boxing than you can stand. Give it to me one more time, the Ring Talk page of YouTube, Johnny.
Just search Ring Talk Worldwide on YouTube.com. You'll find us.
The great John Signorella. You tune to Ring Talk on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, a production of the great Scott Cuddy. Thank you, Scott.